This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I've got Mark Zuckerberg news, unfortunately.
Oh, what's the Zuck up to?
Singing.
What?
Yeah.
He sings?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Is he like on the mask?
Like show tunes?
No, it's definitely not a show tune.
Is he doing Mac the Knife? Because that's a great song.
When the shark bites.
Come on, tell me when that comes on that you don't immediately get into like a, yeah, Frank.
Great song.
Start swinging, baby. With this big, bad band jumping behind me. Love it. When that comes on, it just instantly puts me in a better mood.
Well, apparently Zuckerberg has made a song. Because
he's worth $100 billion.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
I'm kind of terrified that if I had that much money, the amount of dumb things that I would do because I could.
Yeah, but why would you care?
Exactly. Like,
there are no consequences to anything. So
you just put it out there.
Yeah. And I don't care what you think of it.
It's like how
I'm rich, bitch.
Well, it's like Eddie Murphy at one point put out an album. Lots of people do because you're Eddie Murphy. You're the biggest star in the world. And you're
my
like, I
girl wants to party all the time. Party all the
rules. He got Quincy Jones to do that. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
That's how big of a star Eddie Murphy was.
Yeah, that song was exceptionally produced. Or the whole album, probably.
He went to Quincy Jones and was like, dude, I'm going to do this. And Quincy was like, all right, you're Eddie Murphy. And it worked. Like, you're Zuckerberg. For a while there, he was like training with some of like the best MMA trainers in the world. And I'm like, oh my, people are like, well, he's getting the best training. I'm like, yeah, he's, think about what that guy's probably paying for private lessons. Dude, this song slaps.
Why you gonna hurt me? Don't hurt me. After all of the things I've done, I had the Party All the Time 45. Do you remember the 45s?
I remember the 45s.
I liked 45s. Basically, a 45 was a record, but it was just a single.
Yeah.
Like, and then you would put a... it didn't have the... It didn't... Well, it was a smaller record, obviously, because there's only one song on one side.
Yeah.
But it would have the little plastic thing you'd have to put in the middle so that you could stick it on your record player.
Yeah. Because it was a big hole in the middle.
I had the Party All the Time 45, and there
Did
was a...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was a song on the other side of it that I'm trying to... The B-side of the 45 of Party All the Time, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it also a banger?
Yes. Yes.
I just remember the video for Party All the Time, because I... There's a... I don't remember what he plays, but there's like... He's got a band member in there that like... He's wearing like a double-breasted jacket and he's like got no shirt underneath. Like, I'm going to now have to look up the video. The video is an all-timer.
The premise of the video is ridiculous. Like, he just like runs into the studio as if he's late and he's right on beat and he just breaks into song. But there's this cast of characters around that are, like you mentioned, dressed to the nines or in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Dude, he just rolls in and he's like, how much blow are we going to do? Oh, and yeah, Rick James
is in
this.
There's a song on, yeah.
I forgot. This is Rick James. Yeah, he just comes in. How much blow was done in the music video for Party All the Time? Like, I can't.
All of it, probably.
Oh, you know what it was?
Literally
it was,
a mountain of cocaine.
It was an instrumental version of Party All the Time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it was.
So you could sing along?
Yeah. Karaoke? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Or just jam out without the words.
If I had a real Bill and Ted sort of time machine, I'm not kidding. I would go back to the filming of this video because I just would like to be in the room when this went down. Rick James. I was just watching Rick James just, and everyone's loving it. Everyone is just, they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Oh, Eddie. Hey, man, you make Trading Places and Beverly Hills Cop within like 8 months of each other. You get to go make Party All the Time. It's my man's back there playing the keytar with no shirt. I also love that that was a thing for a while. Didn't Dame try to bring that back too? Didn't Dame show up to games wearing a three-piece suit with no shirt?
Yeah, he sure did.
I love Again, you gotta love when you become powerful enough where no one is willing to question anything that you're doing.
Well, that even the most objectively stupid decisions you can totally get away with because you have so much money, nothing matters.
Love it. Hey guys, what do you think of this? What do you think of this outfit?
That sucks. Don't care. Wearing it anyways.
Oh, I don't think anyone's telling him it sucks. They're like, you're the best, Dame. Lillard time. That's right. Chess time. Let's go.
So try to guess what song Mark Zuckerberg and his wife consider their song.
Oh, so they got a wedding song.
It's not a wedding song. It was playing when they first met. Her name is Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. She's the Asian lady, right?
I don't know. I've never seen her.
I believe she is an Asian woman.
Yeah, I think they met, like, she went to Stanford or something. I think she's a smart gal, too.
So on their anniversary, they listened to this song.
Boy, it's going to be, the fact that you're
My Heart Will
this.
Go On, Celine Dion.
Ah. No.
That's a no.
Okay.
But close.
Is it?
No.
Is it something, is it like a traditional sort of romantic song, or is this going to be something, like, completely out of left field?
Think about sweat dripping down my balls.
Tell me it's the thong song.
Get Low?
Get Low.
Get Low by Lil Jon.
What?
Yeah!
Get Low?
Get Low. You know that song?
Get Low. Yeah, I thought.
Get sweat dripping down my balls. Oh, these bitches call.
That's it. That's his song.
That's
with
their
his
song?
That's not just his. It's their song,
that
apparently.
That is so romantic.
Dude, that's amazing.
Well, anyway.
That song stands out from, like, the first college party I ever got really drunk at.
Well, that's what he said. He said they met at a college party, yep, and that song was playing, so they listened to it on their dating anniversary every year.
It's massive my freshman year of college.
So sexy.
So just, like, on the, like, where, at what point in the evening do you turn that on? Is that, like, a pre or, it's like a pre doing it or, like, pre going out?
I think you crank it up as you get up for your coffee in the morning.
Yeah, you just.
Wake her up. That's right, Mom. Like cranking through the whole house, the Zuckerberg house, all 168 rooms.
The Zuck. That makes me like him. I think that's fantastic.
Well, anyway, there's more.
Oh, it's not just that, huh?
He has done a version of that song and released it with T-Pain.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Lil Jon song.
Well, it is.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, right? So why didn't he do a song with Lil Jon?
Isn't Lil Jon dead?
No,
Lil Jon's very much alive.
No, Lil Jon's still around, and I don't know about the East
Walking
Side.
Walking around with his crunk cup.
I don't know about he was at the Democratic National, what have you, doing the roll call. He was out there. Yeah. So he couldn't get Lil Jon, so he got T-Pain?
Hmm.
Now I kind of want to hear T-Pain. Is it auto-tuned?
Or? I think you can get it on Spotify.
I wonder if I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, see if you can find it. Let's check it out. It's because that song, well, I was trying to pull up the lyrics of that song.
I got it right here. 369, damn you fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really even read the lyrics. It's like...
Yeah, it's hoping it's, she can sock it to me one more time.
It's kind of gibberish.
Get low, 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 low. To the window, to the wall.
Got sweat dripping down my ball. Oh,
yeah, and that's... I don't know if we can say this, but this is where we all learned what... Can we say that word?
No.
No?
No.
I remember Dave Chappelle did a whole bit on this where we learned what that was, where, you know.
Yes.
You can say that, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I don't know. Say it. Say it.
Skeet shooting? Right? Like, hey, I'm going to go do skeet shooting. I did not know.
I'm going to go shoot skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah, I did not know what that was until this. So.
I mean, God.
I am listening to this song, and it is like a folksy auto-tuned, and they say every word. It is.
Oh, you got to bleep it.
Yeah.
There's too much. Yeah. There's a lot of MFers.
Yeah, I can't really. Yeah. You can't. Like, I've got all the lyrics in front
of me. I would recommend that you go listen to the T-Pain Zuck version.
You would recommend it, huh? So it's really
just
good.
Just for entertainment value.
I do enjoy that in there it just, quite frankly, says that we all like to see the A and the T's. And don't we all? You know, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer is, do you want to see A's and T's? I had explained this to my gal the other day, that the answer, she goes, well, what if they're really bad? You still want to see them. Like, what do you... you would never say no. Like, hey, do you want to see those? Yes. She's like, well, what if you know they're going to be really bad? To be honest with you, that may pique my interest even more. I'm like, how bad are they? Like, that's like seeing a Picasso at that point. I mean, you can see good ones whenever you want, but some really weird bad ones... you got to say yes to that. And apparently the Zuck agrees with that.
There is a, somebody texted and said there's a heavy metal version of Get Low, and there is a hand sign woman who does the signing to the crowd for it.
Oh, that's incredible.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, my God.
How do you... What is the hand sign for...
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Have you,
I got a good idea of
So this went viral about a year ago, but Megan Thee Stallion has a song called WAP. It's an acronym for,
wet, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's with Cardi B.
At her concert, the ASL person doing the signing for that song, my goodness, everything is phallic. It's, and she is into it. The signer is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here on YouTube. Whoa!
Like, she gives the lyrics justice.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, she just looks like a school teacher. Just like a white, middle-aged school teacher.
Do.
Oh, hey-ho!
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, she needs to put that on a Hinge profile. That's gonna get you some dates. Holy jeez. I wasn't prepared, although it makes sense that, you know, that song certainly would have some interesting stuff to it. Is there even sign language that, or did she make that up?
I mean,
no, she's got to do she got to be a professional up there.
You know? But like when it comes to slang stuff, like,
is it possible that
is there ASL slang?
I'm asking because you know that song. Like, that song is very vulgar.
It's,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say right now, as vulgar as that song is, and there's no way we could play it, I actually think the sign language is more explicit than the song.
It might be. Because you're like pantomiming all these things now.
Yes. Yeah. Hearing it is what, like if you said, okay, you're going to make your small child, like an 8-year-old, they either can hear the lyrics to WAP or they can watch the sign language lady.
Signing is more detrimental to your youth.
I do.
Sure.
I think the sign language is worse than the song. And by the way, I also don't know if you've seen what Megan Thee Stallion's bringing to the table lately. Dude, it might be top. It might be top of the game right now. She's whatever she's got going on right now. It's, you know, like when you start out, like you're not like you don't have fame hot. Like you look at the Kardashians, like before they were all attractive,
but you get you start getting the super rich glow up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like where you really go through it and you're like, okay, you've got money, you've got a
team of people that are helping you.
You got a team of people, you got a personal trainer, all the diets dialed in.
And that already pretty good body got a little bit better.
Megan Thee Stallion has elevated herself. She was a young, promising quarterback that came into the league that played a little raw, played a little off schedule. And I'll tell you what, she got with an offensive coordinator.
She got her body into pro shape.
She got, yeah, just and it is, she's dialed in. She's Lamar Jackson at this point. She's playing top of the game. Best in the MVP right now. Boy, I saw her the other day doing something, and I was like, whoa.
I think I saw the same post. It was on her IG.
Yeah, I was like, I pulled the Shaquille O'Neal. I'm sorry, I wasn't familiar with your game. I knew you were talented. This was a whole different ball game.
Correction guy. Party All the Time was made because of a bet, which Eddie Murphy won. And Mac the Knife is Bobby Darin, not Frankie.
Well, Mac the Knife was not written by Bobby Darin.
Right.
Mac the Knife, I think it was like a part of it was actually like a show tune.
And I think a lot of people have done it.
Everyone's done it. They even say, and you listen to the Frank Sinatra version, he even says in there that Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin had done this so well, Lady Ella too, and there's a song in there that old Blue Eyes ain't gonna add anything new. So he, like, that song's been done by everyone. I personally like the Frank version the best, but I don't think Frank ever wrote a single song. Frank was he was like Elvis. He wrote nothing. And someone saying, I always love bringing my daughter home from piano practice during the Wednesday club hour. You're welcome.
Well, this isn't specific to Wednesday.
No, but, you know.
And there is a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Every day.
Put that in your pipe.
Yeah, maybe she's learning some things.
She's going to learn them somewhere.
Going to learn about sign language tonight.
All right. Dog cloning next on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.